Ever wondered why, despite your deep, resonant connection with the universe's energies, financial abundance seems just out of reach? Let's dive into why many intuitives, healers, and spiritually aligned individuals might be unintentionally repelling prosperity. Stay tuned as we unveil the hidden money blocks. Welcome to Physics Powered Healing, where we bridge the gap between science and spirituality, transforming skepticism into belief. If you've ever felt misunderstood or undervalued for your healing gifts, this is the place for you. Unlike most healing podcasts out there, we believe integrating quantum physics with energy healing is essential to achieving profound and long-lasting transformation in your healing practice. Join me, Dr. Anastasia Choplis, a physicist turned energy healer, to explore the scientific underpinnings of energy healing and make the mystical measurable. Welcome back. Let me share a story about Alex, a gifted healer. Alex had a profound ability to transform the lives of others through energy healing. Yet, Alex's own life was in stark contrast when it came to financial well-being. Despite the value Alex provided, there was always a lurking belief that money is the root of all evil and you can't be spiritual and rich at the same time. This belief, ingrained since childhood, led Alex to subconsciously reject financial success. Alex's attire consisted of old faded clothes, a testament to the belief that healers should not seek material wealth. It wasn't until Alex confronted these deep-seated notions that the shift toward prosperity began. Can you relate to Alex's story? Today, we're going to cover a few of the narratives you might have in your head that cause a repulsion of wealth instead of invitation. It's because lack causes a low energy emotion such as fear, anxiety, or worry. It shrinks your energy field or aura, that envelope of energy that surrounds you. In order for you to contain more energy, meaning your wealth, that field must expand. So let's begin. Many healers like Alex are caught in a scarcity mindset, often saying, "I can't afford that," or constantly worrying about not having enough. You may have chosen to wear old worn-out clothes or left something broken and worked around it instead of opting to get it fixed or buy a new one. You probably didn't realize it matters. Imagine your thoughts and words as tuning forks, vibrating through the cosmos. This frequency of scarcity unwittingly calls in more of the same, ensuring that abundance remains just beyond your grasp. A tip to counteract that is to start affirming your worth and the value you bring. Instead of "I can't afford that," ask, "What would it take to afford that?" You can also use gratitude, in other words, acknowledging your wealth in any form, to shift your vibration towards abundance. Another behavior that repels wealth is shopping exclusively for bargains. While seemingly thrifty, it often stems from a deeper sense of unworthiness, subtly signaling the universe that you're only worthy of the least and not the best. This mindset not only reinforces the scarcity frequency, but also blocks the flow of abundance that is in alignment with a higher vibration of self-worth and value. Ask yourself this: have you ever paid full price for something rather than waiting for it to go on sale? A tip to counterbalance this is to allow yourself to invest in items full priced. Signal the universe that you believe in your inherent worth and are open to receiving more. Next, have you avoided looking at your finances because it's just too icky? Yes, that's a scientific word. Money carries energy, and your interaction with it, or lack thereof, can greatly influence your financial flow. Ignoring your finances, such as refusing to track income and expenses, creates a disconnection from the energetic potential of money. It's like you are putting a dam on the river of wealth. Engaging positively with money opens channels for abundance to flow towards you. Whether you know it or not, there are several easy and almost automatic ways to track your income and expenses. You don't need to be a math whiz, just be able to look at what comes in versus what goes out. A tip to counterbalance this is to create a joyful ritual around managing your finances, such as sitting down once a month with your favorite music and a treat and look over them. You could also envision each dollar flowing out as seeding your future abundance and each dollar coming in as the evidence of the universe's boundless generosity. So next, have you ever said to yourself that you will contribute money to worthy causes when you have more? This is actually backward. The belief that you're too poor to contribute money to worthy causes signals a scarcity mindset to the universe, creating a barrier to flow. Often, donating a dollar brings in 10 or 20. Remember, the universe operates on a principle of exchange. Generosity catalyzes abundance. This cycle starts with giving, no matter how small the gesture might seem. You might say to yourself, well, I'll volunteer and contribute time. But contributing time brings you more time, and contributing items brings you more things. Giving money brings more money in return. I give to 3 or 4 causes either monthly or yearly. This started before I earned much in my business and has increased ever since. A tip to help is to begin by giving small amounts monthly, say a dollar a day. This embodies the principle that there's more than enough to go around. This invites greater prosperity into your life, allowing you to contribute more. Are you clinging to physical clutter or wearing old, dilapidated clothes? This can reflect an underlying fear of change or scarcity, energetically affirming there's no room for anything new or better. The old, worn-out things are filling your space so much, your energy can't flow, blocking any abundance. Releasing these items can be incredibly liberating, like clearing weeds from a garden to allow new plants to flourish. In my self-help group, when I was in a bad relationship, a woman said to the group in general, God can't fill your hands with something new if they're full of the old. So a way to counteract this is to energize your environment by decluttering and donating items you no longer need or use. This physical action represents a powerful intention to the universe that you're ready to receive abundance in all its forms. These are just a few of the abundance-blocking behaviors that I see people doing. And if these abundance-blocking behaviors resonated with you and you're yearning to dive deeper into these and explore more, I invite you to join the Quantum Prosperity Activation, a journey designed for healers and intuitives like you seeking not just to thrive in their spiritual practice, but also in financial abundance. Go to healersu.com/prosperity-waitlist to sign up for the live program coming in the next week. I know I mentioned this last week, but I wanted to invite you to the training on prosperity with this topic since I'm doing it live shortly. So next week, you can join me in the next episode called Embarrassingly Simple Ways to Cleanse Your Home of Spirits, as we explore cleansing techniques to create a sanctuary of peace and positivity in your life. You won't want to miss it. Thank you for tuning in to Physics Powered Healing. You'll find resources and show notes on our website at physicspoweredhealing.com. Until next time, I'm Dr. Anastasia Chopla, sending you golden healing light and success vibes on your journey to becoming a powerful, confident healer. Remember, your healing gifts are so needed in the world.